Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always happy to have you and you. Tell a friend and call a friend. Amen. Let them know Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. Because we know that where two or three come together in your name, God said his name. Amen. He'll be in the midst. He'll be in the midst. And we thank God for him coming in. We invite the Holy Spirit to come in as always and be a part of this broadcast. Amen. He can help his people. And the subject of this study and this broadcast is how to find peace of mind. Pray. Father, we thank you, oh God, for being with us. And we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. And we thank you for those that are calling in, oh God, and being a part of this this program and this study at this time, knowing that you're able to do everything but fail. You said that when two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And we thank God for that, oh God, for your being with us. You have never left us, and you're keeping your word. You never turn it against us. Lord, we ask you to bless us now. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank God for you. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Amen. You can find us. Our whole desire, amen, is to welcome Doctrine of Truth, welcome you to have a desire. Amen, for you to be on the grassroots levels, and all listeners, amen, we share the biblical experience that we can grow thereby. Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpening iron. Amen, where a man would sharpen the iron of his countenance of his friend. Amen, in Proverbs 24:6 says, a multitude of counselors, there's safety. And a multitude of counselors, there's safety. Jesus also saying that in the book of Matthew, in the 18th chapter, 18 and 19 verse, he said, where two or three come together in his name, there he'll be in the midst. So it's power in two or three. God knows there's going to be power. And amen. He's more than a crowd. When Jesus comes in, he's more than a number. Amen. To be counted. He's more than a crowd. God has all power in his hand. He sees, he hears, he knows. He have all understanding. He give us understanding. We was made in his image, in his likeness. Amen. And sometimes we overlook, amen, what God has done for us. He did not put us, amen, in an image of other things that he created. No, he created us in his own image and his own likeness. And we thank God for it. Amen. And that's one of the biggest positions when you come to Christ and accept him as your Lord and Savior. And how do you accept Christ? Amen. You accept him by hearing, amen, the good news that what has happened to you, how you was born, and how you act is not your responsibility. Amen. You was not responsible for choosing the places and avenues and what had happened. Amen. A part of the earth you came from and the families. Amen. You was born in sin. He was born in disobedience. Amen. Once you heard the news that God loved us before we was ever born, Jesus died for us. Amen. And given us a right to have the tree of life. Amen. This is what this is about. Amen. This is about eternal life. Amen. This is about power. Amen. That God, the creator of mankind, the moon, the stars, the fish, the earth, the planets, He loved us regardless, unconditionally, regardless. Amen. It had to be regardless before many of us was born. Amen. God said he loved us. He loved us. Amen. And once you hear that God loved you, regardless of what mistakes you have made, and you give you a choice to accept him as his Savior, as you being, he be, you've chosen him over all else to be your guide and your Savior, amen. He give you the power to walk in a victorious life here on earth and hereafter, amen. First part of Christianity and salvation, the first part, accepting eternal life, accepting that you, amen, you was born in wrong condition, wrong problems, and you come to the knowledge to understand it wasn't all about you that got you in problems, amen. It was about what you was born in. We all was born in sin. It's a national problem, just like an international problem, a world problem, just like this virus, amen. Sin is all over the world. In John 3:16, say, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed that he is God's son, amen, should have eternal life. Once you accept that and say it with your mouth, yes, I believe that, amen, that's step one. But you accept that and accept the ceremony, amen, of being baptized in water. This is a submersion underwater, amen. It's initiation, amen, that you've been buried, the body, the natural body, and you rise up into a new spiritual man on the inside, but the body still remains the same. But that comes up, that ceremony showing, amen, that you accepted a new lifestyle, amen, of Christianity, which is called Jesus Christ, Christ, amen, Christ's way, amen, the way of Christ, the way, amen. And once you accept that, amen, now you are tuned in what I've been calling and many more have been calling step two. Step two is where you begin to learn, like all the children of this world that's coming to the world, they learn the language, they learn the customs, they learn the lifestyle of their parents, amen, how to maneuver in the world. They go through education. And you'll find out that God is a God of education. God is a God of communication. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God is communication. Amen. To get in there further, it took communication, amen, to let you know the message that God loved you. It wasn't all about your family and your lifestyle and how tall you were and what kind of money, you know. Amen. God is plain love you, and he wanted you to accept the knowledge, amen, that he loved you. Amen. Now you begin to prove out in your step, in your living, how to live for him. And that's why you find different programs, amen, like this and Bible studies, amen, and assemblies when you can. Assemble yourselves under those that walk the road and walk the way before you. Amen. This is what we're discussing, amen, in this broadcast. Amen. And we're also utilizing, amen, the Bible. Amen. The Bible is 66 books. Some got 76 books. Amen. But this is one of the best overall investments you ever do in your life while you're here. Amen. You need to know that what you're studying from, the book that you're studying from, you just didn't pick it up, amen, from a store, a place, amen. No, this is your life. This is your food for your inner man, amen, the spiritual man. When you've been born again, amen, through the Spirit of God, amen, your inner man gets stronger by his studying, amen. That's why you find, amen, the Word of God talks about, amen, that the multitude of counselors, there's safety, in Proverbs 24:6, amen. You'll find, amen. That's why we always hear us talk that, amen, Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpened in iron. because we learn from each other. We learn from each other. There's not one man on this earth to have it all. Amen. It was the God man, Jesus. Jesus, the Son of God. Amen. You might have a New International Bible. You might have American Standard. You might have an Amplified Bible. You might have a King James Bible. Amen. Whatever Bible that you have, you invested in. Amen. You should cherish it because it's your guiding light. Amen. It's the one that's guiding you and leading you. You might have a New King James. Amen. You should study out the history of your Bible. Amen. Study out, amen, why you have this Bible and why you study it and why you read it. Amen. Because it feeds your soul. It feeds your inner man. You want to make sure you have the proper food for your soul. Amen. Many of you go to certain restaurants and cook certain food. Amen. You know when it's spoiled. You know when it's proper eating for you. Amen. And proper nourishment. And this is what you also do for our inner man. Amen. For our inner man. Amen. You have. Amen. Also, let me give you our call numbers. Amen. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. And you'll find, look for Doctrine of Truth on the radio, on your computers. After we hang up, amen, after the show, you can follow a lot of these broadcasts after the show and go back. Amen. These programs are recorded for your study and your learning. Amen. But we can't give you no certificate or any kind of paperwork. Amen. This is for your own spiritual growth. Amen. And you also can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. And you can follow a lot of more expos that have been already programmed and already been recorded over the years. And that's why when those of you that's been coming in for the first time, amen, don't give your name. We'll just call out your area code and your last four digits, because these programs are being recorded. A lot of young people in Christ, I'll even listen at some of the programs that we have done years back. Amen. And they're food for your soul. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can also go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries, and you'll look up, you'll find truth, and you'll find many more, amen, programs already there to help your growth. Help your growth. We don't fight anyone. We're not about that. Amen. We're here, amen, to helping each other to grow in Christ. What you have, what you learn, how God has helped you. Amen. In times like these, we are in the end time, amen, and we are in the times of, amen, that things begin to change according to the Bible, amen, and what God said is true, amen. Jesus said in St. John 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life, amen. He is the life. He is the truth. Amen. So when God, his son Jesus, began to tell us about walls and rumors of walls, amen, it began to affect your mind. And this is what we're talking about tonight, today, wherever you might be listening. It affects your mind. And Jesus said in Matthew 24, we're going to read that a little bit of that first, and then we're going to go from there. We're going to go into Matthew 11 and 29. Excuse me. Jesus said in Matthew 24, and the disciples asking him, what will be the signs of the end time and the returning Amen. Jesus went away in St. John 14. Amen. After he rose from the dead, he was caught up. Amen. That's why Christianity is above all this technology. Amen. Jesus was caught up. Amen. Amen. And the angels asked the disciples, why are you standing there looking up? Amen. The heaven we're going to is up, not down. And Jesus went to prepare a place, St. John 14. We're going to a prepared place, not something he threw together at the last minute. No, Jesus is going to prepare a place. And when you get time, read Revelation 21, amen, 20 and 21, the last chapters of the Bible. Amen. We have golden streets. We have mansions. So God prepared something beautiful for you, wonderful for you. Amen. He has all the treasures and gold, transparent streets. It could be transparent gold, pearls at every door. He doesn't lie. Amen. So you have a lot to live for. Amen. Keeping your salvation here on earth. Amen. It's always, like Paul say, amen, he fought a good fight, a good faith. Amen. He fought a good fight. You know what I mean, to fight? You ever fought something? Amen. You ever wrestle with something? Amen. If you look at these programs on television sometimes, they have these wrestling contests. Amen. This is what this subject is about. Amen. How to find peace, because it's a battle. It's a battle unless the enemy doesn't want you. Once the enemy find out you understand, amen, what you're battling with in your mind, amen, he'll back off and take away. Jesus said in St. John 24, amen, the fourth verse, and he answered, and he told his disciples, take heed that no man deceive you. Amen. So there are many people come in line and try to stop, amen, your encouragement, trying to stop, amen, because they know, amen, that spirit of disencouragement, it's a bitter spirit, amen, it's a treacherous spirit that gets somebody just being discouraged, amen. You can be feeling wonderful, amen, and you can be understanding, having a wonderful day. Amen. Someone come along and discourage you. Amen. And you hurt yourself. Amen. Take away your feeling, because when the body go down, amen, when you start worrying and when you be feeling worried up and nervous and fearful, it traumatized the body. The body go in some type of shock. Amen. Run the blood pressure up. Amen, amen. And it's begin to affect the body because the mind begin to give off signals. Amen. Many of you know what it means to be fearful, a word up. It affects the body, but it starts in the mind. And Jesus said, in these last days, and the Bible is true, those that fight against the word of God, amen, that they are, if they don't read what it says here, he said, be not deceived. For many will come in my name, say, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. So there are many out there saying, amen, God is not real. He's not the Messiah. His son is not the Savior. Amen. But notice he said, now these walls and rumors of walls, amen, all these things must come to pass. And we talked about that. Can you stop, amen, what the Bible said about walls and rumors of walls? Can you pray against walls and rumors of walls? Amen. Amen. Jesus said it must come. These things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. Amen. Phantoms, we're going through phantoms now. Amen. Of food, pestilence, is danger. That's all this virus. Amen. That's danger. Earthquakes. But when it boils down to the eighth verse, all these are the beginning of sorrow. Amen. You should have did this. I wanted to do this. Get that wrestle in your mind. And that's what we're discussing at this moment. Amen. How to keep a peace in your mind according to God. Amen. There are many other good studies, but we always refer from the to the Bible. Then we go out and hear other testimonies. There are other good books that men write. and women right, but make sure that their faith is the same as your faith. Amen. If you're going to read a book, amen, make sure the author, amen, is born again, sanctified, amen, amen, and believe in the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, that he believe in hell, that he believe in the resurrection of the dead, that he, you're going to live together. So examine where this author, amen, where he come from, has been proven. Just don't pick up a book, amen. First you go to the Bible, then you write it down. You research, because research is always a part of Christianity. We are great researchers. Amen. Jesus had given us, amen, he told us, Matthew 7:7, seek and you'll find. So we're always researching and seeking and knocking and asking about information. Amen. In the book of Matthew's, now we turn into, amen, Matthew's, Jesus is talking here about the gift of rest. Amen. Mentally. Amen. 25th verse, Jesus, at this time, Jesus answered them, amen, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden all these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. Amen. Notice this. We're going to go down to the 28th verse. But first, let me say this. 2 Timothy, Paul was teaching the young preachers. Amen. 2 Timothy 3:16. Paul was saying that all scriptures is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfectly and complete, thoroughly equipped every good work. All scriptures, amen. These are scriptures we're reading, amen. These are scriptures, amen. And Jesus said he came, amen, in the scriptures. He came in the scriptures that was written of him. Amen. If you look in your Bible, amen, you find it in the St. Luke 24, for, and he said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which was written in the law of Moses and the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. And he opened up their understanding that they may comprehend the scriptures. The scriptures. So you can't fight the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, because all of it, Jesus, from the law of Moses. From the law of Moses. He was there during the time of Moses. We don't want to get into that too much there. Amen. The Theophane, but he, amen, he was in the burning bush. Amen. But listen, Jesus said, amen, in the Luke, Matthew's, amen, let me slow down here a little bit. Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. Amen. We're talking about rest in the mind. We're talking about a rest in our minds. Amen. You know how people brainwash, you find a lot of things that are happening. Amen. I say, wonder why this person did this and did that. Amen. Paul told us to renew our minds. We have to, how you renew your mind? You go over scriptures, you go over material constantly, constantly, all the time. Amen. And you begin to get that information in your mind. Amen. You find these different occult groups Amen. They set people down and threaten them and have them to memorize things and quote things. Amen. So they get to the part that they believe in what they're talking about. Amen. They kind of renew the mind. So you can renew your own mind. Amen. You can renew that mind. You can refocus that mind on good material. On good material. We have to be careful. Some young people get involved in all these Ouija games and all these cult games. Amen. Because it affects the mind. It affects the mind. And that's where the spiritual warfare is about. Amen. Once you realize, amen, that the warfare is in your mind. Amen. It's not all about, it didn't happen. It's because of lack of knowledge. Amen. People can get saved and born again and walk upright. Amen. But their old knowledge that they have about themselves and about how, amen. Case in point, the Samaritans. Samaritans, amen, is a part of the Jews and the outcasts. Amen. They consider themselves as Jews. Amen. But they still, amen, after the capture, they kind of still consider themselves, amen, observing all the gods, amen, all the gods that they was under. And, amen, and God, first commandment, thou shalt have no other God. So Samaritan, they feared God, old idol gods in their home. Amen. The Jews had nothing against the Samaritan. Amen. They didn't have nothing to do with them. Amen. They didn't want to be involved in the Samaritan. Amen. They claimed that they loved God, but yet and still they had these all Buddhas, they had these Balaam, amen, and Leos and Capricorns. They had all these old gold statues and everything. Amen. So their mind was, you could imagine your mind can be wrestling all the time because of the fact the old things that you used to do will come up. Amen. The old things you did in sin will come up. Amen. And you might think and say, well, it's all me. It's something wrong with me. No, it's not you. It's what you got to renew your mind. Paul said he found something in Romans 7. There's so much you can discuss about the mind, but the mind can be reprogrammed. The mind can be renewed. That's why you come to Bible study. You go into prayer. Amen. Yes, you can control the body, amen, to the part, amen, you stop eating, amen, where the body can stuff and slow down, where you can take in, amen, spiritual food, but yet and still, you can't go on all year and all, amen, every day of the week not eating. You're going to destroy yourself. You're going to destroy your health, especially in times like these. Amen. So you got to have faith in God's word. Amen. I used to do this all the time. He said, if I first got saved, all I knew was fasting and praying. And a man came to me one day. He said, son, and you can't do nothing unless you fasting, aren't you? And I had to think about that. Amen. Before I did anything, I said, well, I'm not going to eat today. Amen. You have to trust God's word. Faith is trusting in God's word, what God said he's going to do. When this body leaves and the spirit leave your body, you got to trust that God going to give you eternal life. Because this was all about. We're about eternal life. But part two is where we walk in this earth, and we are looking at how to get victory over walking on this earth. Amen. With all the power God has given us, how to utilize that power. Paul said he found out something about himself. He found out something. Here's the Apostle Paul was caught up in the third heaven. Amen. And he sought God for deliverance. Watch this now. He sought God for deliverance, but he didn't have the peace that he was looking for. And Paul said he found this. There was a law going on in his life. Romans 7. Amen. I'm going to read this out of the New King James Bible study. Some of you might have different. Paul said he found. Amen. And maybe you have heard say, well, when you try to do good, even as brother. Paul said he found this. He said he found this. Amen. The 20th verse. Amen. We're going to back it up a little bit because, amen, we don't have time to read the whole scripture chapter, but we're going to take a little bit here Amen. In the 19th verse, Paul said that this is Romans 7:19. For the good I would do, I do not, but the evil I would do that I practice. Now I do what I will not to do. It is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. And some people say, oh, I never sinned. There's no man that never sinned. There's no man that never sinned. I found then a law. You know, a law is a restriction. You can't do certain things. That evil is present with me, the one who will to do good. By the light in the law of God according to the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Amen. 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 It's time for us to go into the studio. Amen. And when we go into the studio, we always open up. Going to the studio, we always open up a time. So you wrestling against this old natural body, this old natural man. Amen. If you don't take time and read scriptures and study scriptures and being in very studable, amen, astute, amen, Bible study where it challenges you, amen, and people can tell you when you're right or wrong, and we have love in it, amen. The more you study on yourself, nobody ever told you it was wrong, amen, you'll take that as an insult. That's why young people go to school, go to college, amen, that people can, you can bend wrestle, put time in, understanding. Amen. If you never learn how to drive a car on the street with other cars, yes, your car gonna be banged up all the time because of the fact, amen, there's a lot of restrictions out there. Amen. When people are going to tell you, hey, you're going to drive on this side of the road, you've never been taught properly. Amen. So Paul said he found out. Maybe you always thought it was you. In a certain instance, it could be you because we were all born in the sin. This old body, it wants to have what it wants to have. Until you do like John the Baptist said, that I must decrease, that's the activities that you know you used to do, how you used to talk, that God in you can increase. Amen. Then you understand when the battle come up. You understand when the battle come up. You understand how Adam and Eve got in trouble. Eve got in trouble, amen, because the enemy start challenging her. Amen. And if somebody very familiar, the serpent was always walking around. He was very familiar, but he never started talking, amen, talking about the Bible, which is God's word. Never started talking about God. God said this, God said that. He never, and it throws her off. It throws her off. And that's why we're all here studying now to get knowledge. Amen. We want to go to the studio. Amen. And when we go to the studio, we always give out the area code and your last four digits. Don't give your name, anything personal. Amen. Because these programs are recorded. They're going to be used again and time again to help people. Amen. Then at the end of the broadcast, close to it, we're going to have prayer. Amen. We're going to have prayer. Amen. So when you dial 1-855-236-2252, 1-347-215-8816. When you push one on your phone, this technician will put you in. Amen. And don't hang up. Amen. Just remain on the phone. Amen. You can listen as time goes on. All right. We're in the studio tonight. We thank God for so many different area codes. We go on to 754-7506. God bless you.
Hi, Bishop.
Bless you.
Hello. Hi.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I was calling. I just thank praise God for tonight's subject. And the thought came to me that everything is going down but the word of God. So it's important for us to make sure we have the word of God. And when we do have the word of God and we know we've been changed, we'll be able to go through anything knowing the word of God. And also came to me about fear. We have to realize that God has not given us the spirit of fear, and we know it's fearful times, but if we have the word of God on the inside of us, we'll be able to make it through anything if we know God. And we got to know that we've been changed. We know during this pandemic, a lot of churches has been closed. So you got to have the word on the inside. When you can't get to the building, you got to know that you have God also. And I thank and praise God. I've been meditating on this, how when Jesus told Nathaniel, I saw you when you was under the fig tree. So God sees us everywhere we at. We got to know that God is in control. He know what's going on. But in order to stay with God, we have to stay in the word of God. I just thank and praise God for tonight's lesson.
God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. Good to have you. Amen. It's very true. Amen. He said, if we can't assemble ourselves, sometimes you can't assemble yourselves. But Jesus said, I'll be with you always. According to Matthew 28, amen, 20, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. And that's so true. He knows everything. You know, sometimes we might not be in the assembly. Amen. But he's with us. He's with us. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Amen. I'm a caller. Amen. Many more can press one on your phone. Amen. All we're doing is talking on your phone. Amen. Just like those that are in for the first time. Amen. If you're not sure, you just press one. Amen. And when we call your area code and the last four digits of your number, amen, you can express yourself. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. For the studio being full up tonight. We thank God for, as always. Amen. We're here for each other. We're here for each other. Amen. What keeps you? Amen. It's one thing to talk about, amen, in class like these and in the church and assembly. Amen. And you go home or you go to your job, you start facing situations. Area code 561, last four digits, 1413. God bless you, 1413.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Bishop. God bless everyone out there in Blog Talk Radio land. To God be the glory. I would like to say I thank God for the subject tonight. Give me a peace of mind. Amen. And I get a peace of mind when I come across a scripture, Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Amen. And that's what we do here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you and God bless you.
God bless you, man of God, for that scripture. Amen. And that sure you let you know Paul and all of them, brother Silas, Paul and Silas, one sang and the other prayed. Amen. Get you a good old hymn. Amen. Some of you got a good hymn, a song that means something, spiritual song. Amen. It can pick you up, pick your mind up. Amen. Encourage you. Paul said, the Apostle Paul said he encouraged himself. Nothing wrong with that. He encouraged himself. Amen. My first mentor started out, amen, evangelist is your first work. Amen. Moving around. The Lord placed me with an old mentor, prophet. Amen. He said that, listen, amen, you got a headache or something, don't you? I said, yes, sir. Amen. I didn't know that God can speak through people. God used people, amen, to help you. He said, lay hands on yourself and pray for yourself. Amen. I said, I never heard of that. I always, young in the Lord, always thought there had to be somebody else pray for me, lay hands on me, you know. I said, no, pray for yourself. Amen. So nothing, you can encourage yourself. Like Paul said, he found he living in this body. His body had learned a lot of things and going through a lot of things. Amen. You got to pray and encourage yourself sometime. Press one on your phone, brethren. Amen. We're talking about, amen, how to find a peace of mind times like this. Amen. How to find, amen. What's more important? You find it out. People find it out all over. Amen. Houses burn down. Floods come through. Amen. Laying off this, something happened, this happened. But they thank God for life. And that's what Jesus came back for. He came back for life. Amen. He is eternal life. He's given us life. Amen. That all these other things we can have while we're living here. Amen. But don't get hung up on material things. Amen. Because all your material things in heaven. Amen. Your houses, your golden streets, all that's up there. This right here is temporary. Amen. It's temporary. Press one on your phone, brethren. We don't want to, amen, to take up your time. Amen. Psalms 1, 27 and 2. I'm waiting for someone else to press 1. In vain you rise up early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat. For he grants sleep to those he loves. Psalms 127 and 2. Amen. Why you stay up all the time? Amen. God doesn't slumber nor sleep. Both, somebody got to go to sleep. God, he don't sleep. He don't slumber. Amen. Psalms 127 say, in vain, amen, you stay up early, you stay up late, toiling for food and won't sleep. You say, well, you know, you should let God handle that. Amen. Amen. We thank God. Ecclesiastes says, I mean, Galatians 1 and 10 says, now am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I will not be a servant of Christ. If you're out there trying to please men, you're not going to be the servant of Christ. Galatians 1 and 10. Sometimes that can be an issue, amen, that you have to stop. Amen. Your mind begin to run here and there and start bring confusion. You have to look at yourself, amen, and say, do you manipulate or control others? Amen. Looking at yourself, do you feel envious or jealousy of others? Do you express your feelings inappropriately? Do you overreact to criticism? Do you have impure motives? Proverbs 28:13 says that he who conceals his sin does not prosper, but whosoever confess and renounce them find mercy. Amen. So it's best, amen, to abandon things in your mind. Let old things go. Amen. Uzziah, King of the prophet Isaiah, said that, you know, the day King Uzziah died, Uzziah was a great man. Amen. He died of leprosy because he tried to overrun the church. Amen. You find that in Second Chronicles, last book of Chronicles, around the 26th, 28th chapter. Amen. He wanted to go and take over the church. God had blessed him. His name was almost on everything. He ride through town. Uzziah owned the orange groves. He owned all the wells. Amen. He had all kind of soldiers that had images and had guns and, amen, engines. Amen. But Uzziah had his popularity was so great, the prophet himself, prophet of God. Amen. God noted, he noted that day. It was a great day, amen, in his life. The influence of Uzziah, amen, fell. He saw God. And you know, the day that King Uzziah died, I also so the Lord. Sometimes people have influence. If you have so much influence, amen, over your life, amen, and that can stop the peace of God in your mind. Amen. I think we was at, let's push one on your phone. Amen. Those that have a comment, a vision, or a dream, or a song that you might want to share, then keep your mind. Amen. All right, we're at 561-5981. Last four digits, 5981, 561. Amen. Amen. How to keep peace of mind. How to get a peace of mind. Amen. 561-5981. 561-5981. All right. Amen. There's always a battle. It's a spiritual battle. The enemy wants your mind. He wants your thoughts.
Good afternoon.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Good afternoon. God bless you. I'm just enjoying this, this lesson on tonight. Peace of mind. That's one thing I can truly say about the Lord. One thing, he know everything about us. He know what's going to happen before it happens. He created us. So we must always remember that nothing is a surprise to God. It may be a surprise to us, but it's not a surprise to God. So I just encourage everyone to whatever, just keep the mind. Keep the mind and keep the faith. And let's keep on running for the Lord, because Jesus is coming soon. God bless you.
God bless you, man of God. Amen. Jesus is coming back for his people. And keep that in mind. Keep that in your memory. Amen. Amen. The gospel according to John. Amen. Those are having problems with their faith. Amen. And God gave me this many years ago. Amen. While I was out praying for a person. Amen. And before I got there, it's good to have your personal relationship with God. Learn right now. This is a great time to have a personal relationship. Build your personal relationship. This is your shut-in. Amen. We have to get, the virus is affecting everyone, and we have to, amen, people looking out for people, amen, those that in high places and those pastors and whoever, amen, if you're over other people's lives, amen, God, you should always be prayerful. Amen. During the study time, God can give you revelation and insights on things. Amen. Not only help you, but help other people. Amen. And I was studying the book of John, and the Spirit said, listen, how many times you find the word belief? Belief builds faith in that whole book. Go to your concordance, run to your concordance, go to your hand computer, whatever. You got to study out this word. If you're having a problem with faith, you're having a problem, amen, with your, you feel that you don't be close to God as you could. The word, all the Bible is good, but there are certain portions in it the Holy Spirit give you. Amen. Read the book of John, and when you go from chapter to chapter, amen, and what stumped me so good. Not only that, but at the last chapter in the book of John, in the gospel according to John, John said that if books was written, that's one thing I found. Let me see. He said if books was written, the world itself could not hold all the things that Jesus did. Yes, what Jesus did for you the other day, probably a miracle. Nobody would take it as a miracle because they figured, the theologian, the Bible study group say, oh, it's not written down. And he opened the blinded eyes and crooked your feet. But if books was written, the things that Jesus did, the word of God said the world can hold things were written. So everything are written is for our learning. Amen. Amen. So you sit down, you write down, and you begin to read through the book of John, all those miracles in there, and look for the word belief and study it. And it's going to build your faith. It doesn't say faith at all. It's going to build your faith. Amen. I had to say that. I can't even say that. All right, well, go ahead and push one on your phone. We have some more, amen, that would like to make some comments. Amen. We're getting close to the hour now. Amen. This broadcast started out at 15 minutes, and we ended up having to go 30 minutes. Now we're at an hour. Amen. We're working to have our own radio station, amen, to get the gospel out, to get the gospel out. Amen. In these times like these, amen, you ever heard we have to work smarter than harder? Amen. In other words, you have to utilize all the tools you have. When God give you a vision to do something, amen, try to do all you can, and he will help you. Amen. You do your best, and he will help you. Press one on your phone, brethren, and we're getting ready to have another comment. Press one on your phone. You have a vision or a dream. And if you want to go to this program again, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries, blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries, and you see Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole, the minimal exposed there, all the different subjects you can go through on your computer. Amen. And some of you may have these phones today, and it's just like a baby computer walking around, your laptop. Amen. You can share with others that you know that's in the hospital room, those that you know are homeless. Amen. Encourage them. Amen. Amen. Just because they don't have the car, they don't have a job right now, that's not the final chapter of their life. Amen. A lot of people are going through. The devil wants you to isolate you, saying that, oh, you don't have nothing. I'm sorry. Amen. He's behind time. He always want to disrupt people's lives. Amen. That's why he try to battle for your mind. He try to battle, amen, to get inside your thinking. Amen. Because you're more powerful than what you think you are. Amen. Once you get to understand that God loves you, amen, you get mobilized and get to moving on the phone, writing letters. Amen. You're unstoppable in Jesus Christ. Paul said he found out he can do all things in Christ. Amen. Amen. Paul said he can find out he can do all things in Christ that strengthened him. God doesn't limit you. You limit yourself. Amen. You just need more information. Amen. Or how to find peace. You can renew your own mind. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can renew that mind. Amen. By what? The word of God. By the word of God. Hebrews. Amen. Hebrews 6 and 12 says the word of God is sharp. Amen. It cuts through the marrow and the bone. Amen. This word of God is different than any other book. Because God is the word. God is communication. And when you begin to read that word and study that word, it does something to you. In a man, it does something within you. Amen. It cuts in you spiritually. Amen. Dissecting things that don't most believe in there. Amen. That's why you start studying these books. Amen. And reading in John about believing. And you begin to cut. Amen. There's no creature hidden. Amen. God is the word. Jesus is the word. Communication is all you need. Get you a cassette tape, a CD player, amen, a gospel radio station. Let's put it on. Let it play. Amen. Everywhere you go, because your subconscious takes in and soaks in things that you don't think. Amen. That you don't think is there. It's there. And the Holy Spirit will bring up these things. Amen. Good things that you can make it. All right, brethren. I guess we can take one more comment. Amen. About having a peace of mind. Amen. So much can be done about it. Amen. But we just touch on little things here. Amen. It's helped you, hopefully motivate you to go back and study, pick your Bible up and research. Amen. Research what the Bible says. Amen. If you do find a good book out there written by a good spiritual Christian leader, amen, there's nothing wrong with a good testimony. Nothing wrong with the testimonies. amen, help you to get understanding, amen. I was to get wisdom, but all I getting, get understanding, amen. We strive to have understanding here in this broadcast because we're looking for the grassroots, amen. We're working from that grassroots experience. All right, I think we better go into prayer. Those that want, we can take about three prayer. Please pray for those, amen, that are going through now and stressing, amen, about their finance, their homes, their health, amen. Let's pray for all our leaders, amen, that's in power, amen. Everybody begin to pray and bombard heaven, amen. God, hear the prayers of the righteous. All gospel calling the letter of James, the fifth chapter of James. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. Amen. Just living right. It means power. Amen. Praying. God can move around. We talk about having the faith of a sparrow, a little bird. Move around. You pray and keep moving around. You'll find what you're looking for. I press one on your phone. We got to go in prayer. Amen. We'll take two quick prayers. Amen. And we're thank God for you. We're praying for our young babes in Christ, amen, those that are sick in the hospital room on this COVID, amen. 561-5981, prayer.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you again. Thank you for another day. We thank you for this broadcast. Father, we ask you right now to bless those listeners. Bless the bishop, dear God. Father, help us remember we're now in bothering, mind-bothering time. But, Father, your word is true all by itself. You will never leave us or forsake us. You will be with us until the end of the world. Father, we just thank you for what you did yesterday. We thank you for what you're doing right now. And we thank you for what you're going to do tomorrow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. 954, I think that's 4485.
For you again. Gracious Father, we come before you right now, so as we know how, God. We thank you for another day, God, how you've watched over us and how you kept us. Father God, we just thank you right now for the broadcast and the title, God, having a peace of mind, God. We know, God, that without you, God, there can be, Father God, so we pray, God, that you can continue to watch over us, God. Father God, keep us in your will, God. Look upon the sick, the shut-in, and Father God, just encourage those God, that are with you, God. We'll thank you for it, and we give you the praise. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.
All right, we can take one more prayer. Amen. We can take one more prayer. Amen. We thank God. We can take one more prayer. Amen. All right, we thank God for you. Amen. You and you and you, we thank God for all of you in the studios. Amen. From the 305 to 561, 954, 754. Amen. Psalms 134. It says, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and be blessed of the Lord. Amen. When you go, amen, let's give God the praise. Amen. They prayed so much in the temple and they blew trumpets. Amen. That the smoke filled the temple. Amen. And the priests and the Levites couldn't say nothing. The smoke filled the temple. The praise of God, amen, came down. Amen. Second Chronicles, amen, when Solomon built the temple. Father, we thank you right now. Oh, God, stretch your hand of deliverance upon those that are calling. Amen. Thank God for the participation of their families. And, Lord, you meet them where they are and help them through. Because you see all things, know everything. Amen. In Isaiah, you say you sits upon the throne. Amen. There's no other God. If there's a God, you don't know anything about it because you are God. And we believe in your son, Jesus Christ, the Savior. And we ask you, Lord, to bless him now. In Jesus Christ, we pray and we praise you. Amen. God bless you. We love you until next time. Amen. Be encouraged. God bless you.